Good morning, Orville. Today is Tuesday, 18th of January, and studio Andrea Yahalaman, volunteer from Italy. Right now it's hazy and 19 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is clear, with temperature in range from lowest 22 to highest 27 degrees Celsius. Wind should be blowing from east with 14 kilometers per hour, and the heat index is on 28 degrees Celsius. Moon is waxing in gibbous, and 96% of it is illuminated. Tomorrow will be full moon in Cancer, and the moon will be directly opposite the Earth from the sun and will be fully illuminated as seen from the Earth. This phase will occur at 9:21 Universal Time. Pongal weekend is behind us, and beside local festival activities, we had a chance to see an opening of the exhibition Mandala by Sara Sija at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. Music and musical installation were contributed by Aurelion's Swarm team. Mandalas, art pieces and musical installations were all on the Sarasya chosen theme on a butterfly as transformational point of the being. And at Unity Pavilion, the third session of an exploration of nation's soul happened on a smaller scale as previous ones. And here's an excerpt from it.
It's interesting because this phenomena of unity in diversity is, has a different story in all nations. In India we see something, in Ireland we see something, in Japan we have another story. Everywhere there is this story of unity forming out of diversity, very often in the past imposed by force. There is a very beautiful film about this, which is made by this Chinese screenplayer. It's called Hero. And it is a story of the emperor of China who is fighting for unity. And in front of him, he has some kind of extraordinary soldiers, very brave, very skilled, who wants to kill him because he wants to make unity, and they think unity is really wrong. You know? So there is a fight between unity and diversity, and all these people are behaving like heroes. That's the title of the film. And it is depicted in such a beautiful way in the Chinese
jungle.
Because the guy who is in charge of killing the king, the emperor, is getting closer and closer. And then when they face each other, the emperor believes at first that the soldier, the hero, the samurai, is bringing some truth, some service, and so on. But finally he gets in his mind that he has come to kill him. And there he is surrendering. He says, okay, if you have come to kill me, then kill me. And he turns his back. And so the guy is in front of a fantastic moment of destiny of the country, because the king has explained to him why he was doing that, you know, and he has tried to convince him. And he gives his power to this guy for him to choose between unity and the continuous movement of diversity which is fighting against his own. This is a very beautiful film, but I'm sure there is many films talking about that.
Today at 5 p.m. in Town Hall Conference Room, the French Pavilion and CHIRU present a talk by Bruno Marion, Navigation Kit for a Chaotic World, which will be in English with French translation. Bruno Marion shares with each of us a new worldwide view based on chaos theory by illustrating with specific examples that relate to our personal, family, social, professional and managerial environment. He gives us the means to act and be agents of the change in a new emerging world. Upgrade your personal operating system and see the world as it is and not as it was, to understand the big shift in today's world and ride the waves of change in personal and professional life. He will also talk about the chaos theory in the Fractals for Dummies. And at Cinema Paradiso at 4:30 p.m. we would be able to see a video projection of the film La Home Après Home, an interview with Saprin by David Montemori in 1981, which is introduction to Sri Aurobindo and Mother's Evolutionary Action. After the projection will be some time for questions. The film, originally in French, will be shown for the first time with English subtitles. And later on, also at Cinema Paradiso at 8 p.m. we can see a German movie, M. Eine Stadt sucht ihren Mörder. M. A City Searches for its Murderer. which was made in Germany in 1931 by director Fritz Lang, and it is drama in German with English subtitles. A child murderer threatens the peace in Berlin. The crooks are also equally disturbed as their business are harmed by the huge police presence, so they organize a search for the pathological murderer and find him before the police does. Now the murderer has to face the judgment of the underworld, face the death sentence, but the police are on their way. This was Fritz Lang's first sound movie. And tomorrow, the same place, also at 8 PM, we can see Hortas de Pobreza, Orchards of Pobreza, made in Portugal and Guinea-Bissau in 2010 by director Sara de Sousa Correa, and film his documentary in Guinean Creole with English subtitles. This is the international premiere for the film outside Portugal. Winding over dirt roads and goat trails in the south of Guinea-Bissau, lies Pobreza, an isolated Balanta village at the edge of the remote peninsula. Seemingly lost in time and surrounded by thick forest, this tiny village is nevertheless no stranger to the economic dynamics of global markets. The bags that once left here, bursting with arroz de Bolanha, local rice, now carry the new gold on the land, cashew. The children of the land are immigrating, left behind their wrinkled hands, placing their hope in the new cashew orchard, the nut that they produce but do not eat. The filmmaker will take questions at the end of the screening. In the lecture series at Savitri Bowen about Sri Aurobindo, the Mother Sacramental Transformation, Loretta will talk on Thursday at 5 PM about Mother's experience of the supermentorship and building the link between our world and the supermental world. The links that we are. Lecture will be accompanied by recordings of the Mother on topic. And here's an announcement. Farm Fresh shifted to a new location on last Sunday and is situated in the old library of Coelepalam in front of the Auroville Bakery. Sri Aurobindo taught. The physics is the support of the individual evolution. It is connected with the universal, both by direct contact and through the mind, vital and body. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.